This is the last thing in the Galilean ministry, is that Jesus climbs up the hill. This is Mount Tabor, the traditional site of the Transfiguration. Up on the top of that hill is a beautiful little chapel. When we lived in Albury, I went on long service leave. Dot said, "You've always wanted to go to Israel." And so I went off to Israel. And Dorothy stayed home with her children. So I went to this place. It was a warm day. In the Holy Land, you always have to wear long clothes if you go into a holy place, holy site. This is a hot day, and I didn't think there'd be anything on the top up there. So I just wore shorts and a shirt and stuff. And there's a track up there that zigzags up, and the little buses or cheroots go up there. But I went through a bush road up to the top there. Guess what's on top? A chapel. And it's a special place. When you're up there, you think about this story. And it's just like the hymn says, "How good, Lord, to be here." You have this sense of awe, amazing place to be. Absolutely amazing feeling. So I wanted to go into the chapel. I couldn't. But I went behind a bush and I let my shorts down as low as they could go, below my knees. And I put my shirt out. And I went up to the Franciscan priest who was on duty and I said, "I know what the rule is. What do you reckon?" And he was an African American and he said, "Them's not shorts, them's long. You can go in." So this is Jesus praying on the mountain. This is in Luke, Jesus is always praying. He's always praying, always talking to his Father. So he goes up to the mountain to pray. He takes the three, Peter, James, and John. And then what happens? Jesus is transformed before them. And they see Jesus in his heavenly glory. What does this mean? What is it saying? So while this is all happening, Moses and Elijah appear to him. So now why did they rock up? Why are they there? Well, these are two of the prophets that had mysterious ends. They didn't actually sort of die. It says that Moses died and God buried him. What does that mean? Elijah went up in a chariot of fire, you know. So everyone was expecting that the Messiah would come in some form, maybe Moses or Elijah or like that. So Moses and Elijah are there witnessing to Jesus. Because they're the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. Moses, the law, Elijah, the prophets, they are now fulfilled in Jesus. And while they're talking with him, what does it say they're talking about? They are talking about his exodus, which he is about to accomplish in Jerusalem. Exodus is the Greek word, exodus. His departure, it says in your translation here, which he was to accomplish in Jerusalem. So they're talking about his coming, suffering and death and resurrection. And his appearing in glory at this point, midpoint of the story, is a foreglimpse or a foretaste of the resurrection. And it's almost as if to give assurance to the disciples, because they can't stay on the mountain with Jesus in glory. They have to go down to the plain. As soon as they get down the hill, what does Jesus do? 9 verse 51. He set his face to go to Jerusalem. So we're up to time. So just read a couple of words from this in Luke chapter 9 and pick up the story in the middle. Verse 33. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said, Master, it is well that we are here. Let us make three booths, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. He wanted to capture this moment. What can we do? We'll build a little shelter around it. We'll build a little chapel and have a shrine here. No. As he said this, a cloud came over and overshadowed them. That's a sign of epiphany when it's covered up like that. They were afraid as they entered the cloud, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my chosen, my son, my chosen, listen to him. At the baptism at the beginning, this is my beloved son. In the middle, this is my beloved son. At the end, on the cross, the centurion says, This is the Son of God. So this key confession from heaven of Jesus. So this is really, really important for understanding the story. There's a beautiful hymn in the hymn book which captures this just perfectly. What this story is and what it means. And from this particular hymn, I picked up the idea that maybe this was not in the daytime, but at night. I knew this never occurred to me. But why not? You know, the glory appears in the night. That makes a lot of sense. So let's conclude by reading the hymn. How good, Lord, to be here. Your glory fills the night. Your face and garments like the sun shine with unborrowed light. How good, Lord, to be here, your beauty to behold, where Moses and Elijah stand, your messengers of old. Fulfiller of the past and hope of things to be, we hail your body glorified and our redemption see. That's that Exodus theme. Beautiful. Before we taste of death, we see your kingdom come. We long to hold the vision bright and make this hill our home. How good, Lord, to be here, yet we may not remain. But since you bid us leave the mount, come with us to the plain. That's where we are. We're not on the mount in glory. We're on the plain. We are walking with Jesus on the journey. And that journey continues toward Jerusalem. The way of discipleship is the way toward the cross. But beyond the cross, to the glory that will be revealed.